Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Brittany. May I please have the zip code on the account that you're calling in about?
I don't know yet what the account is. I'm calling to see what I was charged for. My bank said I was charged for $49.97 today, but I don't recall. I've been forgetful. What did I order for $49.97?
Can you provide your zip code so I can try to locate an account, ma'am?
Yes. 06340, Groton, Connecticut. The amount is $49.97.
Okay. And your first and last name?
Emily, E-M-I-L-Y, Miller. And I need the name of your company.
Thank you. Yes, unfortunately, ma'am, we do have many products. We would not be able to assist you until we verify your account and see what product you're calling in for. Can you verify your address, please?
I'm in Groton, Connecticut. Groton, Connecticut, 06340.
Yes, I'll need you to provide your full address.
Meridian Street, Meridian.
Thank you. So locate an account for a neck massager where you paid shipping and handling, which was $7.45. And then 48 hours, a neck massager.
Neck massager.
Yes.
And
you put
that
it
was
on,
ordered,
you put it.
That was ordered by me today.
And yes, ma'am. And then 48 hours later, you will be charged $49.97 for our Best Consumers Gadgets Club, which is an online web store. And they will also send you a $125 gift card to use on the online web store.
No, I don't want a neck massager.
Now, whenever your bank contacted you, did you file a dispute with them?
Yeah, they asked me if I know this number and what this charge was about, and I said I did not charge anything. They gave me this 855-399-0320 TECHSH.
All right, ma'am. So I can go ahead and get your account canceled for you. However, they would need to call in to verify. There's no dispute. Once they call to verify, there's no dispute. We can process a 50% refund for you.
I don't want a refund. I want the item. I usually delete those from the emails. So I don't remember putting an order in. I don't need
yes.
a neck massager.
Yes, so it shows that the neck massager was delivered on October the 18th. You still there, ma'am?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I got a thing in the mail for $7. It was offered to me free, and I paid shipping. That little gadget, now you're telling me 3 months later that I owe $49 on that thing that I barely even felt on my neck. It just sat there and did nothing.
Yes, Malcolm. Yes, now what I can do for you is provide you a 50% refund once they call in to verify that they're willing to drop the dispute.
I told them that we're changing my credit card number tomorrow, that I didn't order something like that. I didn't know what this is about.
Okay.
I don't remember saying that I got a thing saying you entered this contest on this website. You get this if you want it free for $7.95 shipping. These are your choices. So I picked the neck massager. I got it in the mail. I don't remember anything saying that if you keep it, you will be charged $49.99. I didn't agree to that. And I'm not paying $49.99 for something that I don't feel anything massaging my neck. So I'm going to cancel my credit card if they're not paying it.
All right, Mel, could you hold for one moment or reach out to the billing department, please?
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you.
Now, if you want it, I'll mail it back to you.
All right, ma'am, thank you for holding. So I did reach out to the billing department. They did advise me we can issue you a full refund of $49.97. Once your bank calls to verify, there is no dispute.
All right. I can mail it back to you. I don't want it if I'm going to be charged for it.
No, ma'am, you do not have to mail it back to us. I have your cancellation number whenever you're ready.
All right, hold on a minute, because they want me to change my bank card information. I have to change that to a new credit card number. Then I've got to call all my providers, doctors, and businesses that have my card, and I have to change the credit card number or debit card number with all of those people. So if they call and say there's no dispute with what, your company?
Yes, ma'am, then we can issue a full refund, but we can't issue a full refund till they call to verify.
Well, they haven't okayed the charge yet. They just said they're going to deny the charge and issue me a new card.
Yes, ma'am,
so
once they...
I could do either one.
Yes, ma'am. Once they call to verify there's no dispute, we can issue you a full refund.
So you'll take the charge off of my card, and that will be the end of it?
Yes, ma'am, but your bank has to call first to verify there's no dispute, then we can issue you a refund. We cannot issue you a refund until they call in to verify there's no dispute.
From myself.
No, ma'am, your bank will have to call to verify there is no dispute.
Okay, from them.
Yes.
And then I would like you to destroy that information with my credit card in it. The credit card information. That has to be agreed upon. I do not want any more solicitations. And I don't want my credit card information kept in your record.
Yes, ma'am. Once your account gets canceled, we do not keep your credit card information in our system.
All right. So you'll be explaining that to them also, that you're going to delete that debit card information?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So I will call them tomorrow and ask their opinion. And ask them to call this telephone. Now, hold on. I got to get this, confirmation number from you?
Yes.
All right. Confirmation number. Wait, I got to put it on speaker. Okay. All right, let me see if I can hear you. Hello?
Hello?
Okay. All right, let's get the confirmation number. And your name is Brittany?
Yes.
Okay. 4:56 p.m. Okay, go ahead with the number.
All right. It's C as in Charlie, 3-5.
3-5.
8-9-5-2.
3-5-8-9.
5'2".
5'2". Okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 digits. C358952.
That is correct.
Okay. Okay, I'll go to the bank tomorrow, tell them about the debit charge. They have to call and say they're not disputing this. And after that, you'll take the charge off of my card, cancel my account, and delete the credit card of the debit card. And that will be the end of it.
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry. I used it a couple times. I didn't feel hardly anything, and then I put it aside. I don't know where it is right now. I'd have to go digging for it if I needed to mail it back to you.
Yes, ma'am. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No. Well, Helen, thank you for clarifying this.
You're welcome.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer care. Bye-bye.
Okay.